Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. You got Mike, Joe, and Jared here coming at you with a Jared Noise original pick. Bringing us, ushering in the holiday season with four Christmases.
Yeah.
Fellas, how are we doing this
week? I could have done with just two.
Cut it in half. Jared did do it just too. Jared, how are you doing this week?
I'm good.
Getting sacked
by work, but it's all right.
Do you have anything to admit to the folks before we get started?
I mean, I didn't fully finish it this time, but I've seen this movie a handful of times.
Okay, so you have seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's excuse. I wouldn't even have said anything to us.
Oh, well.
I definitely wouldn't have mentioned that. I would have taken that to the grave.
Oh, well.
Jared texted us when he was on his way over here saying that he didn't have time to finish the movie, so I was really expecting to just roast him for about an hour, but now that takes the wind out of my sails.
I was a McRib deep and didn't notice your
text. Yeah, Joe was feasting.
Yeah, that was good. Before we get started.
It was my first one, and it was my last one.
Okay.
Yeah. First time, last time, McRib, you heard me.
Not worth it.
Interesting.
But, Joe, was that the only thing you ate?
Oh, a fish.
No, it wasn't.
What else did you eat, Joe? I can see the glove.
Quarter pounder, and then medium fried, and
nice.
Two chocolate cookies. And a half of a antelope sausage or
what? Yeah, yeah, he ate some sausage.
Mm.
Anyway,
feasting on sausage.
That's for another podcast.
So yeah, four Christmases. Folks.
Yeah, how'd you land on this one, Jared?
You know, what better way to bring in the Christmas holiday spirit?
Well, there could have been a couple better ways.
Yeah, I was actually going to say.
There were a lot of ways to get it.
I was undoubtedly going to pick a Christmas movie.
Okay.
I didn't want to pick a Christmas movie that I've...
That was good.
...recently seen.
You didn't want to run us back with the Heatmeister?
Oh, I wanted to. I very much wanted to. But I didn't because we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
But I don't know. I love Vince Vaughn. I actually really like this movie.
Yeah.
Fat Tim McGraw, kind of like Fat Joe.
Easy.
Fat Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't really fat.
Who was he in this movie?
He's the
Dallas or Denver, whatever brother.
Yeah. That was Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Jon Favreau and Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
All right.
is her dad the same guy from...
John Voight.
National Treasure.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Back to back John Voight movies. Yeah.
And John Voight's daughter is Jared?
Angelina Jolie.
Hi! He's
listening.
He's got it.
Next question.
All right.
But yeah, what a light entry into Christmas season.
A lot of famous people in this movie. Or a lot of people I recognized, anyway.
Oh, I was wondering what the budget was for this because it seemed like mostly actors.
Yeah.
Let's find out, Joe.
And actresses.
I mean, they didn't spend it on the writing, that's for sure.
Budget was $80
million. $8 million?
80 million?
I could have spent...
I mean, it's a big blockbuster.
It's how much movie. Would it bring in?
2 hour 28. Gross worldwide, 164.
Profitable.
Yeah, doubled their money.
Double digits.
2008 classic.
Okay.
Just when the housing market went to shit, they
you know what the world needs? Renee Zellweger.
It's Reese Witherspoon.
Well, did you know she killed herself?
I wrote Reese Witherspoon. I'm not impressed.
No, what? I thought she was very cute.
Did you hear how she killed herself?
With her knife.
Mary Steenburgen. Who's also the mom from Step Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
She's low-key hot.
Oh, yeah. Not that low. She's a very attractive older woman.
She got some knockers on her.
And Bobby Duvall.
Yeah.
Robert.
Bobby.
He looks like an alcoholic.
He looks like the man.
Not in this video.
But go ahead, Joe. He's a piece of shit.
I love this movie.
When was the first time you saw it?
I don't know.
Theaters?
No. Probably.
Really?
This might have been a Noise Family Christmas Thanksgiving.
Oh,
A Noise Family Thanksgiving Christmas watching.
Okay. Extravaganza.
Gotcha.
Back in the day. Because Christmas with the Cranks was definitely one.
What was the theater?
And that was almost the pick.
That should have been the pick.
I know.
Let's just stop there. and apologize.
I'm sorry.
We talked about this movie.
I know. The theater would have been...
Danbury?
No.
Dent?
West...
yeah.
Virginia?
Western Hills?
Showcase.
Western Hills?
Cinemas. You got it. Vince Vaughn could be, I think Vince Vaughn's one of my top five all-time favorite actors.
Ooh, because of Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, and I just think he's really good. Because
of how fast he talks.
He's so funny.
Did you see True Detective season 2?
Nope.
I did.
Okay.
Have you seen season 1?
That's the best one.
That's what I hear.
Third ain't that bad either.
But enough about me, Joe. How about you?
Little old me. I did see this in theaters with the family. It was the Christmas Day movie. And I mean, funny jokes, not really rememberable.
Memorable.
No, it's not rememberable.
Rememberable.
He said what he said.
Yeah, love Vince Vaughn. He's coming off of Fred Claus to do this movie.
Also,
and
good
he's
movie.
Rolling into Couples Retreat.
Oh, with Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Jon Favreau have a bunch of movies together.
Yeah, right? And two movies before this was Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Man, this was the golden era of Vince Vaughn.
This was Vince Vaughn prestige.
Yeah.
Raking in the money.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Mike?
Hold on a second.
First time I've ever seen this movie. I've seen this once, and in two sittings.
So he's gonna roast.
But it was. I don't know if I'd say it's my cup of tea. It definitely had its moments. There were like really, really good moments. There were also like complete snooze fest moments.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Anytime in the car.
No, the whole pregnancy test scene was just that should have been cut.
It was kind of funny.
It was not funny, and it
when Vince Vaughn is on the inside looking out at her, that's hilarious.
No, it's not. I promise. I didn't like anything
we'll
about
get
that.
There. We'll get there.
But anyway, I really was gonna rag on this movie, but in the once they started fighting as a couple, the movie really won me back. Once it like kind of shifted into rom-com territory, it won me back. And I was like, oh, okay, I like this.
Mm, man's got a heart.
But there were a couple things that I did. There were a couple things that I really liked, and I'll talk about it as we get there. A lot of like side characters from other stuff that I liked seeing in here. We talked about a couple of them already, but...
Ralphie. From Christmas Story.
That is not where I was going, but
who's that?
Who's the flight desk guy?
Flight desk.
The Fuji Air guy. Yeah.
I wasn't even looking at that guy.
Him. Peter Billingsley.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, we can get into it. I liked it, didn't love it.
We're inoculating children.
All right. So this opens with them at the club. And Vince hitting on her at the beginning. I just wrote down that. I said, Vince hitting on her is hilarious. And then he yells out the epic line.
Bitch, I'm talking to you. I knew Jared would light up on that.
I love that.
I'm sure his whole family lit up on that.
I thought that was so funny. What'd you say to me? I didn't stutter. I thought that was so funny. And I also like the reveal that they live together and that they just like do it. And I wrote down a little role play. Never heard anymore.
What do you think about whatever her name was? I forget.
Reese Witherspoon?
No, I mean like...
Oh, the character that she came up with? Yeah.
I forget. What was it?
I don't know.
He was... kind of nervous and cautious. And
yeah.
She was
over it and like just cut him down. And
yeah. Okay.
She wanted to get rounded and pounded.
Yeah.
And I like that their little debrief after he's like, yeah, he had like ninja gear in his car or something like that. The backstory he had for his character was very funny. Then they go to a dance class and they were like, I wrote down that I could never imagine pressuring a stranger.
Yeah. I wrote down
on
the same
like
thing.
Why they won't get married or have kids.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's
absolute psychotic.
Yeah. Like,
I would never do it.
Yeah. Asking somebody like, when are you guys getting married?
You're
is
not
fine.
Having kids.
Yeah. But then to pressure them on like, why wouldn't you get married? It's like, mind your own business. That I was just like, that's not real.
I wrote down, not that it's...
Yeah, but then that's when you deliver with, you deliver them with what they did and just tell them how shitty marriage
is. Yeah, and really cut them down. Yeah. I mean, that was warranted. If they push like that, that's fair game to shit on marriage.
Mm-hmm. Nothing really warrants strangers like that having that deep of a conversation,
yeah,
I correct. Think.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be anything like that.
Well, no.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I'm not saying... What are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, neat. See you guys later.
Yeah.
But I wrote, so avoiding conversation with strangers, and especially people that are employed and trying to get you to talk to them. In Kroger, I had the most epic shutdown of all time.
They shut you down?
I shut them down.
Oh, that's Big
Daddy,
shocking.
Big Daddy Joe came home.
Big Dog.
Yeah. Big Dog put on his head and did some thinking. So this isn't the first time. Walk into Kroger and it's a guy who says, Spectrum Internet? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me upgrade you. Or
and you just
let me
go, get I you, know more than you.
Let me get you onto AT&T or Alta whatever, Fiber or whatever. And he said, I'm walking by this guy and I know I'm like, there's no way I can get out of this. And in the heat of the moment, he said, hey, man, who's your internet provider? I said, Comcast. And he was like, really? Where do you live? I was like, Indiana. It was like, all right, fair enough.
Because they don't service Indiana.
Why didn't I think of this years ago?
Wait, who doesn't service Indiana? Spectrum?
Spectrum doesn't go into, they don't cross territories. It's like a drug mafia. And that shut his ass. I can't wait to use it again.
I was expecting a much better story.
It was clever, too.
I thought you were going to tell him to go fuck himself. I mean, it is clever.
And I don't have, I have a Spectrum. Yeah, I live in.
Yeah, we get it.
I live in Kentucky, south to Cincinnati.
I knew what you were getting.
Nice work, Joe.
I wanted to mention it.
All right, I'm proud of you. So on to the next point. I have. They go to a table where they meet two of their friends.
Mm.
Can anybody identify their two friends that talk about the Christmases they have lined up?
I can, but can Jared?
Well, one's what is Stanley from The Office?
Kevin, but Kevin. I'll give it to you.
Is his real name Stanley?
No.
Stanley's the big black guy.
Yeah.
His name was Stan in this movie, maybe?
I don't know. Stanley is Leslie David Baker. That's the actor, and I love him. And I know that I used to say that all the time.
The other guy, I don't know who it is.
The other guy?
Reno 911?
Yeah, Reno 911. He's the black officer. And I don't remember his name, but I just remember the lottery episode of Reno 911 where he walks in. They're like, you're the second person to tell us to suck your big black dick. He like looks around the room and they point to the girl. I love that.
He's
Brian Bumgardner.
Yeah.
That's Kevin from The Office.
Yeah.
He looks exact. The other guy from Reno 911 looks like... Pittsburgh,
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's football coach.
No, because he looks like Will. I am.
Yeah,
he definitely does.
Looking at the picture of this guy, he's not as fat, or Tomlin's not as fat, but the eyes are definitely.
Yeah, the eyes.
He has some buggy eyes. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I love the actor in this, though. The guy from Reno 911.
Yeah, I do too.
He's amazing.
Mistletoe is their safe word. Wrote that down.
Classic.
I thought that would come up a lot more.
Say, have you ever got caught under the mistletoe in your life?
Me? No. Me I couldn't even identify mistletoe.
I think Kevin kissed me at your Christmas party under the mistletoe with his red lipstick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that.
Or no, that was Halloween. Never
that
mind.
Was, and he was kissing everybody. I don't think there was an ounce of exposed flesh that didn't have lipstick on it at the end of the day.
The funniest thing Kevin's ever done. And it's been 20 years.
So I love that Jon Favreau is his brother-in-law. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who his wife is?
She's hot.
She is in Kenny. Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Do you see her tits in it?
Not hers, but you do.
Yeah.
It's a body double. Yeah. Eastbound and
Kenny
down.
Kenny Rogers?
Huh?
You said Kenny Rogers.
He did. Kenny Rogers chicken.
What is it?
Kenny Powers.
Oh, Kenny Powers.
Eastbound and down. You were right, though.
I was thinking of the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were right about the tits. So, So she is on Eastbound and Down. I love her.
She's in a couple other things.
She is in a couple other things, and I get so excited every time I see her.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see her in this. I thought she was awesome.
All I can say is her cooking looks like she got it from downtown Mansfield.
Oh, man. Yeah, no kidding. What was that? Just meat and mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise and ham?
Ew.
Yikes. Ugh.
You'd have to. I wrote down that whole experience was like going over Cousin Eddie's house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Just weird.
I would never go home.
Trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if my brother just beat the shit out of me, I would never go home.
The $10 gift one is funny.
What was funny is his brother wrestling him to the ground, humping his arm, and then getting up and throwing a dollar at him on the ground. Yeah, yeah. That he's so demeaning.
He still lays there for a while, doesn't he? Yeah. And his wife comes over and he's kind of skittish. Yeah. That's kind of exactly what happened in Wedding Crashers. I see a lot of the same...
The parallels.
But that's all just Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn being Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. Yeah. How about the shitty cabling inside this house? Who has a home run cable from TV to the satellite?
Don.
I kind of, you know, as a technical man myself.
You install a lot of those?
Yeah. I mean, it's not recommended. I should have a patch panel or something.
Oh, should you?
Shut up, Joe. Yeah.
I mean, Cat 6 generally would work.
I pegged you as a Cat 5 guy.
I am on the weekends, you know.
You're a loser. I do like that they were named after the places they were conceived. Dallas, very Denver, funny. And...
Orlando.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Jared, I was thinking of a question, and let me ask this without naming any of your children individually. Would if you had to follow this rule, what would your kids' names be?
Honestly, I have no clue.
Okay. Shiviot, yeah, and Shiviot. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. One would probably be wherever we were in Michigan.
Sheboygan?
Somewhere in Michigan.
Sheboygan?
Cadillac?
Yes.
Or was it the back of a Cadillac?
Should definitely have named your kid Cadillac.
Cadillac, Michigan? I think that's
Cadillac close. Noise. Call him Caddy for sure.
Hilton Head Noise.
It is Cadillac, Michigan.
Bucky's Bathroom Noise.
Bucky's Bathroom Noise.
Yep. We'd have one Cadillac and
two Chevrolets.
A couple of Bridgetowns.
My favorite line in the whole movie is when they're on the roof and he says, I don't want to speak ill of your mother on Christmas, but she's nothing but a common street whore.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Common street whore.
Great, Jared. Way to retain it. Way to hold yourself back.
That reminded me of Billy Madison, to Billy Madison's credit, but I did love that a lot.
Common. What's he say about your grandma's boyfriend's an ass sniffing loser?
Something. I don't remember. I didn't write that down, but I did like that when he was talking to when the kid came out and was yelling up at him. Yeah.
What about the little kid being knocked as she is?
Oh, the head
the cooking. Yeah, that. Made me laugh audibly both times I've seen this movie.
The baby head nod? Yeah,
your grandma's boyfriend is a first-class ass sniffer. And you can tell him I said so.
Is that what the old Robert Duvall says? Yeah. First-class ass sniffer.
Robert Duvall is awesome in this.
You tell him I said that.
Which is even more hilarious when
what about
you
the,
see who the boyfriend is.
But. Oh, yeah. The little kid... Google me, bitch.
Yeah. But he's about to hit him on the...
I need to start saying that. Google me, bitch.
No. So, I told him to Google me. Big ups.
What's the other one? I bet you your other gift is from Santa is going to be 10 bucks. Why is that? Oh, because your dad is Santa. Just the way he just threw that casually out.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right, I guess.
Yeah. This is a pretty good movie to sit around with the family and watch, just on a throwaway.
Yeah,
in the background.
Yeah,
during a Christmas party.
Why not have so many other Christmas
movies?
Christmas
with the cranks on. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. Mike. We get it.
There could be better movies, but
we get it.
Alas.
Yeah. I did write down. I said the pregnancy test bouncy house part is very bad. I wrote that down.
You're discounting.
The discount double chin.
Vince Vaughn inside eating food and listening to Fat Kate stories.
That's okay. I do like how she said that it's a cougar den in there, and then everybody was hitting on him, even the grandma. She like, hey, he's like, oh, I like your shirt, and she's like, loud and clear, or something like that. And she's like, I hear what you're saying. He's like, what? No.
Oh god.
I love that the mom, who is the mom from Step Brothers, and she's awesome. I love that she is clearly in love with her pastor. I love that.
Dwight Yoakam?
Yes, Dwight Yoakam from...
What did we see him in already?
Well, I mean, he...
we reviewed him.
Is he a country singer?
Is he is. But notably, like, you don't recognize him from anything we've done?
No, we... Oh, yeah, Wedding Crashers.
Yes, he's in the divorce scene of Wedding Crashers. Is that the only one
we've done with him?
I think so.
Probably.
Because he's in a lot of movies. Like right, B so roles. Far,
I love him in he's both of these roles.
Pretty damn awesome.
I think he's so good. I mean,
you can't beat the divorce table.
No, you can't. Crashers. She is white trash.
There's not enough time for that, though. It is gold, though. Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I don't know anything else from... I don't know anything else that he's in.
Really? He's in a movie with Harrison Ford. Anywho, the church scene.
Yeah.
That's what we're all here for.
Are you ever... you would volunteer in a heartbeat. Would you ever volunteer, Jared, to be Joseph in the play?
No.
And I have played Joseph in a couple of plays.
I have played Joseph as well.
Weren't you the drummer boy?
Also, yes.
Also, yes.
I got around a bit.
A couple of magi.
Did you have to do it?
Have to. Were lucky to have it. No, I was not. I think I...
openly volunteered for it?
I don't know there about was that. Stuff I might have gotten
Or did your mom and asked. Dad volunteer?
No, I think the teacher probably asked.
There were big plays that we would do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were like just the... father would grab you at the back of church. Whoa. I knew that was coming. And they'd say, oh, during the homily, we're doing a story. Would you come up and act out? You have no lines.
Right.
They just speak for
no
you.
No way.
Yeah. And I've done that.
A
couple liturgical dances.
Liturgical dances.
Joe and I, it was one of the first times that we actually I remember hanging out with you.
What?
Was when we were guards and we were nailing Jesus to the cross. Best.
Who were the other guards?
I don't remember.
Eric?
Maybe. Just yelling all hail King of the Jews. And. But we did the Passion. We did, what was that called? Was it the Passion
play? Passion of the Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was our Jesus?
I don't know.
Donald Burke.
He didn't go to our school, but we shipped in Zach Abatello. I don't know.
More sweat.
Who was it? I don't know who.
I know who are the guy above us, Tony something.
Adam Hardinger, wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
It's like Tony.
This is not good.
Tony
right
here. Tony with an H.
Yeah, it is with an H.
Tony Hennekamp.
Yeah, maybe.
Hennekamp?
I don't know, and our listeners don't know. I don't know who we're talking about.
I think it was Tony Hanekamp.
Okay, anyway, walk us through the church scene in the movie, Joe.
They're looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Did they just automatically know that they're new there? And they
no, the mom volunteered her.
Yeah.
I was like, my daughter will do it.
Oh, and then Vince Vaughn is like, no, I'm not doing this.
He's like, I need you. Just do this for me. And he's like, no.
And it takes him a minute to stand up, too.
Yeah, they call him out. Yeah, and then he gets real into it, and I like that a lot. He's feeding off the crowd. You're so lucky I remembered your lines, too.
I love it. He's got the full outfit on. He's kind of checking himself out in the mirror. Is this too short?
Yeah, it's too short. I like that he's like doing line reads in the back. Like, is that good or should I do it bigger? Yeah, I thought that whole thing was pretty funny.
This child is a blessing for both of us. Unfit mother, hand me that child.
Forgive her, for she knows not what she's done.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was over the top, but I loved it.
It was very, it's very good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, he's just feeding off of the crowd.
But that takes us into The next scene, which
is... That part's so good, but I missed it.
What?
What part? I didn't get to see that part.
Oh, you haven't been there yet?
Oh, the church? No.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. But
That brings us to the third Christmas, which was...
The worst.
The best.
Oh, no. I love that.
I think...
My favorite part was this, and I cannot really? Get over the fact that his friend his is friend. Fucking his mom. That's the funniest. Oh, I'm not trying to be your friend. You were my friend. You were my best friend.
I thought that was funny. I didn't think it was better than the church.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. The if you've just ever played Catchphrase. No, well, yes, but if you've ever played Catchphrase.
Well, Taboo. Or
the Taboo scene was the funniest part of this whole thing, in my opinion. It was so relatable. Yeah. I like because we play a lot of Taboo or Catchphrase at my family parties.
What, it gets heated?
And it gets heated. It can, yeah. So Jake and I are not allowed to be on the same team because we're exactly like the trashy couple in this movie where it's like...
Oh, that time when...
Yeah, no, it's like I'll be like, oh, this is like... I'll be like, this is my favorite Dota hero. And he's like, which doctor? And it's like, yeah, like it's just all of those kind of things where we just know... And like we know every quote. We all know the same shit. So like I can just throw out a Always Sunny quote and like he'll finish it. With the answer. It's like, yeah. Bitch. You don't have enough bullets, bitch. Yeah, but things like that of like I'm looking for a P. Diddy-esque shrimping vessel. And it's, so we're very, very good. But not only that, I love that he's getting so frustrated that his mom keeps buzzing him for saying the words that she's not allowed to say. And he's like, again, mom, I'm allowed. I don't have that. I'm allowed to say those words. And I love that whole thing.
Decent.
That was my favorite.
We never see the mother again, though.
Who cares?
Every other family member you kind of see again.
So what? I don't care.
I don't care.
Shoot me. Yeah, no, I mean, she doesn't come back, and that's okay.
She kind of sucked.
Well, yeah, but she was supposed to.
I will say her house was the coolest.
It was dope.
Of all of
her house was sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, take out all the bushes and shit in the front.
We passed the line, and I think it was such a shitty line in the moment until you learn the context of why he fucking hates that guy. But the guy's like, let me get your gas money. I'm gonna get your gas money. It's like, I make way more money than you. And I thought that's such a shitty thing to say to somebody who's trying to give you money until you learn that he fucking hates him. I make way more money than you. I don't need your gas money. He's just being nice.
Sucked.
That guy did suck.
I did, after a while, pick up on them driving between party to party.
Betwixt.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
For the layman out there.
The fact that it's a fake car and looking in the background, there's a bunch of turning going on.
Oh, and they're not.
And Vince Vaughn is just straight ahead.
Yeah, they haven't really perfected driving it. The best driving a car scene that I can think of, just because I love it so much, is when the Joker sticks his head out of the side of the car in Batman and Dark Knight.
Is that real?
I hope so. I love that car scene.
I think the car is likely attached to another car. That's
I agree with you that like usually if they're doing like a sit and talk in a car, it never looks right.
It's on a stage and it's a moving background or sides and everything.
But I do love it. There's an outtake in The Office where they do it, they are in a car and it's being towed on a trailer, but they're like having a dialogue, and then the car just starts turning and Steve Carell goes, I guess I'm turning here, and just starts motioning a turn and it ruined the scene, but I thought it was really funny. But yeah, I agree. It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
The other thing about them playing Taboo is Jon Favreau aggressively eating chicken wings and making unbroken eye contact while he did it is so fucking funny.
I tell you what, Jon Favreau had a bit of a glow up after this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or should I say blow up?
Yeah.
He got big, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
We need to do Couples Retreat for the podcast. I've only seen that movie once, and it was back then.
Seen that once?
Yeah.
He's kind of like pretty jacked in it too.
I think he's in better shape now that he's
No.
Huh?
Nowadays?
Yeah, now that he's had a ton of success with like Marvel and The Mandalorian and stuff, I think he's in better shape.
I think he's enormous.
Excuse me, folks, that was disgusting.
Today?
Yeah, today. Nowadays.
Nowadays. All right, well, yeah, I wouldn't know. He's had a ton of success. Like, he actually has a very interesting story.
Chef
was great. Yeah, but then he got a role. He like was a character in the MCU, but also like directed.
Yeah.
And then he started doing The Mandalorian, which was like an enormous show. And then he's like a big time director as well.
Yeah.
It's just pretty cool. I like to see it.
I forget his first movie, but it's pretty iconic.
Rounders?
Rounders.
No.
Not Rounders.
It's not Night at the Roxbury either. But it's him and Vince Vaughn, right?
Yes.
And they're I still haven't seen it. Swingers,
yeah.
I've
saw it once, and yeah.
But that was both of their first movies, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's why I thought it was so cool that they were in the
first leading.
Yeah, like that's why I thought it was so cool that they were in this together and like still doing. I mean, like, and then Vince is in Couples Retreat, right?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was cool.
You know, Vince Vaughn doesn't have a cell phone.
No.
Now you do.
Certainly, that's not true.
Mm?
Like, there, she's talking to him. I forget what she said, but she's talking to him about commitment or kids or something. Whoa. And he just goes, "Is that an 80s song? Are you throwing 80s songs at me right now?" Thought that was kind of funny.
I don't have much
poor guy.
After this.
I wrote back to back John Voight here, but I do like that he.
Pretty nice dad, John Voight.
No. Oh, in this, I was thinking of Robert Duvall. I was like, he was not a good dad.
I like
the pep talk that John. I like that John Voight recognized that she was upset when like really nobody else was paying attention.
Yeah,
and well, I like that she told her sister she like that she was having trouble with Vince in this.
Right,
and she's like, you should try online dating. She's like. Thanks. Like that's not what I was looking for.
What is she in? Chenoweth. She's in a couple of things.
Her boobs are out. I don't know.
Kristen Chenoweth. Let's find out, folks.
But I do like that when Vince Vaughn went to talk to his dad, and his dad was like proud of him. It like made him realize he was fucking up.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was kind of like. But his dad's like, "Oh, that's my boy," and it's like, nope. "I'm a shithead," I guess.
Have you ever been to four Christmases in one day?
Yes.
Four?
I've been
You're
to...
shitting, really?
I don't do it anymore, but yes, I have.
I've been to four Christmases in 2 days with the same two families. So we just...
Really?
We went to my one grandma's house for Christmas Eve brunch.
Yeah.
Then my other grandma's for Christmas Eve dinner. And then we went to that same... We went like... I'll just do one family A and family B. We went family A, family B, family B, family A. In like four meals back to back.
Really?
And I was like, this is the biggest waste of time.
That's so insane.
Because we saw everybody the day before.
Yeah.
And then we like had... Like we got gifts and stuff. So the next morning we were kind of all got back together and like talked about the gifts that we got. But it's like, we just saw each other. It's like, what are we doing here? And then we went back to the other family. We're like, same thing. It was like, yeah, I know we just all caught up, but like, hey, again.
Mike loves family.
See, I would enjoy that.
Why?
I would
Who
like
that
it.
For,
I like I same family.
Yeah.
I have a it's much bigger family than you. And so it's a lot more chaotic.
Okay, I like seeing my mom's side of the family. I won't I care to do it with my dad's side of the family.
A chaotic household.
But come on over.
Yeah.
Is it actually
people
chaos?
Just running around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come here Christmas Eve brunch. You'll see. There's 56 people invited to this house.
Sneak away and smoke weed on the roof. Just get away from everybody and come back in.
Do mushrooms.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be high around my family.
I do.
I mean, like, I like my family, but seeing them all, after that year, I told my mom, I was like, each side of the family gets me once after Christmas. Like, I will
Mike's
go to a party.
And God damn it.
I mean, I want to see everybody once, and then I'm good.
Mike said, bitch, I'm talking to you.
I looked your ass and me and you's going on a date. That's the end of the story.
That's the end of the story. I like the end of this too. Kind of.
You know what I didn't like? Because it ties into the end. The whole like premise slash like thing of the newscast.
I thought it was not hilarious the first time, but the second time it was like,
yeah, I actually really liked Vince Vaughn losing his shit on the flight attendant guy the first time. Like, I thought him getting frustrated was very funny to me.
Yeah.
But then them pulling up with the news station is like, that would never happen.
I thought it was pretty funny because everybody would see him, and that's why he can't.
And that's fine. Yeah.
It's for the movie.
It is for the movie, but that's why when they bring that back at the end, it's like,
yeah,
they would never be allowed to do that. But so I admit that I just because I don't like that I'm like you putting like so much weight on it. It was fine, I guess. Like I didn't
look at him.
I didn't.
He loved it.
Well. Every movie needs a rating.
Yeah.
What's it going to be, Jared?
You can only give it a maximum of 5 because you only watched half.
Yeah. That's true.
I've seen it, though, many a time. Yeah. And it's...
We have rules.
I enjoy the movie. I think it's a good one. It's well done. The critics wouldn't agree with me.
No. When I saw the Rotten Tomato, like the scores for this, when I was pulling it up, I was like, what the fuck is this?
What, is it good or bad?
No, it was like 50 something and then 25. Yeah. It was not well received.
But I'm Jared, and I think it's a great movie.
I'm Jared, and I approve this message.
It's a nice little family drama, sappy, rom-com type stuff. Gets you in the holiday spirit a little bit, huh?
Mm. Vince Vaughn? Just a little bit.
There's a lot of people in Vince Vaughn, but Vince Vaughn kills it. 8 flat.
8.
And okay. I'm gonna give it 3 Holly Jolly Santa Clauses.
I was gonna say candy canes, but
oh well. Draw 3 fat Santa Clauses.
I'm doing candy canes.
I like candy canes more.
So go ahead, Joe.
Little old me. This just doesn't satisfy my need for Christmas. I mean, this is a taste. But boy, I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 6.5.
Oh.
Look at him.
And I'll give it 3 candy canes.
3
Holly Jolly. 3 Holly Jolly. Well, they're candy canes, but.
Okay, so this movie was fine.
Oof.
Not that much better. It had its moments. Had its moments that pissed me off. I'm giving it a 6 flat.
6 flat.
Look at him.
And I did not get a whole lot. I know that this was called Christmases. It's set in Christmas. Not a whole lot of Christmas cheer or vibes or
church. Joseph and Mary.
All right. 3 candy canes. I was going to go too. I forgot they had a nativity scene. And they played the Holy Family.
Pretty big plot point.
Yeah, but I was expecting, I wanted more like Christmas carols, a Christmas dinner.
Sure.
Yeah, there wasn't really much of that.
Sure.
That's all.
It's a divorced family, Mike.
Whoa. 2 divorced families.
Whoa.
You're going to get a big meal.
Oh, why not? Huh. Anyway, that is going to do it for us, folks. So that was our first inaugural
Christmas
holiday movie. Yeah, what are we calling it? Christmas movie? What season are we in? Holly Jolly season?
Holly Jolly season. Yeah,
Christmas of the Cranks.
It's the Holly Jolly
Christmas with the Tramblers.
Christmas with the Tramblers.
Well, weird Christmas.
We're going to call it 4 Christmases. Do we have 4 episodes between now and then? Anyway, this was our first holiday movie.
It's the holiday season.
Yep, I'm sticking with it.
It's holidays.
Holly Jolly holiday movie. But this story.
And don't forget to suck on my cock.
Jesus.
That's what I always think during that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it.
I can't. Jesus. I mean, what are the real lyrics to that
song? Don't forget
song?
To hang up your socks. Like, Jesus.
Well, Joe sings them a little different. Anyway, this party doesn't have to end. It's not going to. It's going to continue over on Patreon with Last Call with the Weird Travelers. So head on over to Patreon at www.patreon.com/weirdtravelerspodcast. Give us a subscribe. Keep this party going. But if you can't do that, you can always come back next week. And Joe, when should they tune in?
We're going to be here Tuesday at 7. And Jared, where are we going to be, big guy?
We'll be here at Santa's Workshop.
Ooh, I like that.
Santa's Little Workshop.
Thank you.